after Athens, obviously, probably a lot of people saying, call it a day, wasting your time, you're done. Then after Beijing, great, you carried on, amazing, you know, to see what you've turned around, and to show that it is possible. I think that was the thing I wanted to prove to myself as well as everybody else, it could be done. And that I was better than being 13th for the Olympic Games. But yeah, it's a different experience. It's from one end of the spectrum to the other. It was a unique turnaround, and that's why I think people enjoy listening to it, because it shows you can be at the bottom and turn it around. It doesn't matter what part of, you know, life you're in. If you're involved in a business that's struggling, you know, doing the right things, looking at different areas that you can improve and work on, and coming back on other things, and it's the same as an athlete, you know, you're always looking to improve or get to the top and get better. So that's a big lesson I learned.
Was it persistence that got you?
Bloody-minded.
Just
pretty much, yeah. Even when I was getting knockbacks and things weren't going well, I didn't care. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I had to work harder. And just be a better athlete as an individual, and then that would carry me, and then I'd find somebody else, and then it'd work. But I was, so bloody mindedness. I wanted to succeed. I had to succeed.
And how important was it to find the right person to do it with?
That's the thing that you can't pinpoint. That's going to happen. And I was very fortunate that Zach came along at the right time. But that's the way unique combinations are. You know, you can't predict when it's going to happen. You know, we got together and, you know, we've done something very unique and, you know, which it's very special, yeah. It could have been with someone else, but it might not have been so successful. But, you know, fate. I waited my time, had my disappointment, and it's all come good.